She was 3 months into her pregnancy. She was just starting to show, and she was glowing. And then in 3 hours, everything changed. Her body started to miscarry, and there was blood and grief everywhere. The doctor said it's common, 1 out of every 4, but it did not feel common. It felt horrible. And yet she had this hope inside of her body. She knew she was created to be a mother. She knew she was created to cradle a little baby, whether it came out of her own body or was a sweet gift from another woman. She knew she would hold the damp weight of a baby. She knew she would rock it and have that holy hush, singing lullabies all night. She knew it. They knew he was going to die. It was not a mystery. They talked about it quite plainly. The doctor said, cancer, full of cancer, everything full of cancer. He wanted one dinner, one cancer-free night. He wanted his partner's meatloaf, those garlic smashed potatoes. He wanted just one feast in the presence of that cancer. And they had it. And the wine and the candles and the perfume of garlic and hope in the air. He was transformed. He was so full of life and love and hope, and future was possible. You know what happened. If you close your eyes, you can see him on the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial. If you close your eyes and you open your heart, you can hear his speech ringing out over the country. He had a dream that people of color and people who had white skin could be treated the same. He had a dream, even though the evidence all around him was trying to convince that movement differently. He had a dream. He was sharing his dream with the nation. He went right into that I have a dream part, and people say that someone in the crowd said, Martin, tell us more about that dream, and he went off script. It is not in his original manuscript what you know about that speech. I have a dream. He had a hope and a dream for a whole new city and a whole new country and a whole new world. And his hope and his dream were undeterred. Now, the author who wrote the letter to the Hebrews, he doesn't start with a salutation. Paul loves the salutation. Grace and peace be to you in the name of the one who was, who is, and who will be. This author does not start with any kind of greeting. He goes right to the point because the community that he's writing to is experiencing persecution. They are the threat of violence. People are taking away their land, discriminating against them. He cuts right to the chase in this letter or this sermon, really, because he needs to encourage and inspire and motivate his people. In that letter, he writes to them. In that sermon, he proclaims to them. He comes up with the most exquisite language, I would say, in all of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, the most exquisite language. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. Faith is knowing you will hold that little baby even when your body is bleeding. Faith is setting the table and having a feast even in the presence of that enemy cancer. Faith is dreaming out loud and going off script, even in the presence of the fire hoses and the attack dogs. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things you can't see yet. Then he goes and tells stories about our ancestors. He starts with Noah, and he goes straight to Abraham and Sarah, the pilgrims and pioneers of our faith. God made promises to Abraham and Sarah. I will give you land. I will give you a home. I will give you a place to belong. I will give you descendants more than the stars up there on the ceiling. God made promises to Abraham and Sarah. And you know what they did with those promises? They believed them, even though the evidence said to do otherwise. They believed in the promises of God. This, he says, is faith. Faith is not reciting a creed, although creeds are good, and creeds help form and shape our faith. But faith is not just reciting a creed. Faith is not accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, although that is a deep grammar that many people's beautiful faith is built on. But it is not only that. This is what faith is. It's believing that God is still at work in the world. It's believing in the promises of God, that God will make good on those promises. It's believing that God still makes promises to you. It wasn't long ago and far away to Abraham and Sarah. God is still making promises to you. Come to me. If you are weary and heavy laden, here comes the promise. I will give you rest. If you are hungry, feast on the bread of life and never be hungry again. If you are sitting in the valley of the shadow of miscarriage and cancer and injustice, this is God's promise through the mouth of Jesus. I am the light of the world. I will make your pain and your darkness and your shadows bright like the noonday sun. If there is something dead inside of you, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, if you believe in these promises, you will live. This is what faith is. Believing in the promises of God. I know it's hard. I know it's a struggle. Ask Sarah. She laughed in the face of God. Ask Jacob. He wrestled with those promises all night long. It is hard, this faith business, and that's why we get together, even in the dog days of summer. We get together because we too have dreams. We too have hopes. We too have convictions of things unseen. We get together to proclaim them one unto another. If someone comes up to you and tells you your dream, you know what your response is? Tell me more about that dream, Heidi. Tell me more about that hope, Charles. Tell me more about that conviction in things unseen. If we do this together, if we proclaim, if we ask about those dreams, we will go off script as a community. We will go off script as a people, and together we will build with God, hand in hand, a whole new world order. This is the good stuff about faith. Hand in hand, we will build this new city, this new country, this new nation where there is no more miscarriage, no more cancer, no more injustice, no more mourning or crying or pain. That is what's in store. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. I hope for that. It is the conviction of things you can't see yet, but they are on the way. Friends, if you believe this, lift up your voice and say, Amen.